All this week, we are looking at the help, the support, which is given by RNIB's Sight Loss Advice Service. Now, it's there for people who are perhaps newly diagnosed with sight loss or those who are blind or partially sighted, just looking for some information on topics that could be from education to employment to technology, social groups. In fact, a whole host of questions can be answered, and there's loads of support there as well. Now, as part of the service, they put together, I suppose you could call them tips or hacks for living with sight loss, and they asked blind and partially sighted people from across the UK to contribute. And one of those was Robert Meikle, who joins us now.
Hi, Alan.
So tell me, first of all, Robert, a little bit about yourself then.
I was diagnosed with aniridia and glaucoma about 10 years ago now, and I've struggled quite a bit over the last 10 years, as most people with visual impairment or blindness will have done. And a lot of issues arise, and it's good to have someone, which many people don't actually find, that can give them these kind of tips. And services like the RNIB Connect community, it's good now that people can kind of meet and socialise and kind of bring together their own tips and how to kind of get on with certain things. Because you find, I've found anyway, in meeting a lot of new people, that they have little hacks in life that I certainly never would have thought of.
So in terms of the social side of things, then that can really be a plus for people who perhaps even are just starting to lose their sight. Because I suppose, you know, it's your peers, isn't it? They've got all the hints and tips, and they've been there and done it and come through the other side almost.
Oh, absolutely, Alan. You know, I found anyway with sight loss itself, a lot of anxiety and more so depression as well can arise, and I feel socialisation can really help with that. I've found that personally over the last 10 years, it's definitely helped with that.
I think when we talk about sight loss, you know, people maybe just starting to lose their sight, you probably think about, oh, well, what technology is there to help me, you know, do my job or use social media, or how do I keep my job or find a new job when I'm losing my sight? Maybe the emotional side of it is perhaps maybe not at the forefront at that point where it should be.
Even with you discussing employment there, I feel there's not a lot of knowledge. The perception of sight loss with unemployment is quite poor as well. I find, especially applying for jobs and even gaining employment, can be quite tricky. And when you're in employment, a lot of people, possibly in management, don't tend to really understand it so much. So it's good as well to kind of try and build awareness. I find the public in general as well with sight loss perception can be quite tricky. And I found, I don't know about yourself, Alan, there's always this thing that people kind of feel as though they always need to help. And sometimes it's a bit unnecessary. I've been in a few situations where people have kind of dragged me across the road unnecessarily. And you find that some people do react to that kind of adversely. You know, they react to that quite negatively. But always trying to be as calm as I can be in those kind of situations. I feel as though being proactive with those kind of things, especially with issues in employment, is always better than being reactive. Because the more that you raise public awareness, and the more that you educate people, the better the public perception will be, if that makes sense.
I suppose there's quite a good little hack in there, because I'm a guide dog owner, and I know that it hadn't in the past. People have come up to me, as you say, Robert, did they take your arm and they go to walk across the road and you say, no,
yeah,
I'm fine. And I think to myself, you know, I don't need that help, but perhaps there may be a time where someone does need that help, and you don't want to put people off giving that assistance either.
No, that's the thing. That's why I'm always trying to work towards, because I always think of the more vulnerable than me that will probably need that help at some point with that person passing by. And I don't want to put them off from possibly approaching that person, asking maybe. Because if I tell them then that, you know, it's unnecessary just to pull me across the road, you know, maybe just ask beforehand, that's always a good kind of going forward method then for them and for myself or anybody else who is visually impaired that they may come across.
So the Sight Loss Advice Service is there to provide loads of information and help or signposting. I mean, we'd be here for probably hours talking about the different ways that they can provide help. But you were asked to to contribute some of these kind of hints and tips. I mean, when you say that to someone, what springs to mind as maybe your top tip, what would you go for?
My top tip, I'd probably go for a funny one actually. The household, I would say. I'm quite forgetful, probably more forgetful than most people. Or I used to find myself, I'll say, in a situation where I would be asking myself in the morning, where are my visors or where is my cane? This was in the day before I had Winnie, my guide dog. Now it's the situation of where is the dog? But I find now that I have began to organise myself better, if you've got a big day the next day, which I usually do have because I keep myself quite busy, if you organise yourself the night before with everything that you'll need, then you're kind of set and you don't need to worry about seeing where your visors are or, you know, trying to look for the cane under the couch the next day. As well as that, I think another tip would probably be, just in addition to the household, would be to try and kind of organise yourself a bit better with your needs. So try and buy things that are going to make your life a bit easier. For example, the R&IB shop have a lot of aids that can go a long way. So I have tactile stickers that I put on things like the knobs on the cooker and things like that. It's a really helpful tip just to go forward with that. As well as I know of kind of AD and things like that. I use that a lot. I actually used to be a bit of a naysayer with AD, surprisingly, but it's really helped me out now that I see less, because I'm now registered legally blind. When I was kind of visually impaired, I could kind of almost see the TV, but now it's just a case of not seeing it at all.
So the AD, the audio description, so I suppose it makes you feel a bit more the people that are with you. If they're watching the telly or at the cinema and it has the AD facility, you can follow what's going on, and I suppose you're still part of that group as well.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, you can kind of, just to add on to the social aspect, you can kind of socialise a bit better with it. Especially at the cinema, you know, if you're going to see a new film, you can kind of speak to people about everything that's happening. I've been in situations before where I went to see a film without AD, and you know, you've come out and you think you've understood the movie, and then you begin to speak to people and well, that's not what happened, but, you know. So it's good that way. It's good that you can kind of discuss things and kind of even meet new people and make friends that way.
So you've got hints and tips or hacks, if you like, for organising yourself at home. What about maybe if you're, say, out or about or trying to learn something new? Do you have any tips for people there?
Out and about, I would say, again, timeliness. It's better to organise yourself. That kind of goes hand in hand with organising yourself in the house so that you're a bit more organised out of the house. I know with my guide dog, because you need, you know, there's two bags and put some treats in the bag and some water and bowls and all that kind of stuff and toys for the park and the bell collar. So there's a lot that you need just on the side for the dog, but then you need to remember everything that you're kind of taking as well. As well as that, I think education-wise, always try to be as confident as you can be in asking for help and for the formatting that you need, because ultimately your education is important regardless of whether it is earlier in life or later in life. If it is something that you're trying to learn, the format is key to you learning that. So you need the same material as the rest of the class. I would say the biggest tip for people with visual impairment or blindness would be to contact the R&IB helpline on 0303 123 9999. This has helped me in situations when I have felt anxious. As well as that, I've also been given the opportunity to become more involved within volunteering opportunities, and additional to that, to be given the opportunity to become involved within the employment services and things like that. So it really does help to get in contact. As you really never know what kind of information and help they'll be able to give. I can guarantee they will always be able to help with your situation in some way. So you should definitely get in contact.
Robert, some great tips there. And thank you for joining us on R&IB Connect Radio.
Absolutely no problem at all. Alan, thanks for having me.
And that's us. Happy with that, Robert?
Yeah, if that's all right with you, Alan.
Yep.
You know, I can always retry it.
No, that's absolutely brilliant.